Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No one has a perfect relationship.
No.
Right? Like, we all argue and we fight and we have our nights where we roll over without saying goodnight.
Hey, a little fussing and a feud.
But most of us, we keep those disagreements within the four walls of our home.
Okay.
You don't want to make your issues public issues.
Yeah.
Turns out some people don't mind.
Mm.
And when you get caught in the middle of that, dear Lord, baby G.
Oh, yeah, I worked on that morning show.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So let me tell you about something that happened to me over the weekend.
What happened?
Well, I've been going back and forth and doing this, but listen, if I'm describing you, I'm not going to say your name. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So my daughter had a bunch of hockey games over the weekend, and I'm at the rink at one of these games, and I'm watching my daughter play, and I am sitting next to this guy and his wife, and their kid plays for the other team. And he starts asking me questions about the game.
Sounds normal.
His dad. No, he said his kid just started playing hockey this year. He doesn't know anything about hockey, right? And the game's just started the last 2 weeks, so nice guy, you know, simple stuff.
Sounds normal. Okay, what happened?
So he keeps mentioning how he doesn't know about hockey, but his wife wanted their kid to play.
Okay.
Even though she refuses to take the kid to practice and doesn't ever want to go to their games.
Mm.
And she's sitting right next to him.
He's lighting up his old lady and she's right there.
He's talking to me like she's not there.
Trashing her.
And she's sitting there.
What an idiot.
Okay, and he's not being funny about
it.
Like, you can tell this is a legitimate issue for him. And he must have mentioned this 15 times in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I feel the tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
How could you not?
And I'm trying to steer the convo away from this marital issue and talk about hockey and his son and if he let it, but it ain't working, right?
She ain't biting.
So, bro, after like 10 minutes, finally, the wife has enough of this.
Where she snaps?
She goes off. Bro, she's yelling at him about he doesn't do anything else, so of course he has to take the kid to hockey, and she's got two jobs,
worst,
and if he'd step up, she'd be happy to switch. By the way, I'm not the only parent there. I'm surrounded by other hockey parents, but I'm the only one in the tornado.
Because she's talking to you.
Well, no, she's talking to him.
But you're there.
But I'm there. I'm
and
already in the combo.
Yes.
None of the other parents, you can see them side-eyeing, but nobody's turning their head.
Well,
by
why
the way,
would you?
Well, thanks, I'm stuck there.
I'm heading for the exit, man. I'm out of there.
I'm only gonna make things worse.
So this dude then starts yelling at her, Ma, how hard his job is and how she works two cake jobs, right? So now I am in the middle of a full-blown...
You're a marriage counselor.
Yes, marital issue. By the way, my daughter's still playing a hockey game that I would like to watch, right? And they're using me as a referee, and I don't know these people. I'm here to watch my daughter play hockey, and even if I wasn't, I don't want to be doing this right now.
No.
So every time one of them thinks they made a point, they look at me and go, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I
you got to get out of there, bro.
There was nowhere to go. Where am I going?
Run. Just get up and run.
There was nowhere to go. I'm stuck.
This happened to me twice in cars on road trips.
But you knew these couples.
I'm still stuck in a car.
Okay.
There ain't nowhere to go unless I want to jump out the goddamn window before we hit Montreal.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like when it's a stranger, and this is the first time I've ever really experienced something like this.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I've been in couples I know middle of their arguments.
Yeah. And it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, I don't
think
I've ever had the stranger suck you in argument.
Bro, this was 1,000 times worse, right? Because at least with the people you know afterwards, maybe you talk about it. Hey, I'm sorry. This happened. You know the backstory.
Yeah.
None of that there.
But that always happens. Like, anytime I've been stuck in one of these couple arguments, it's always like, right? Tommy, you know I'm right. I have to go. Text. Your door's locked.
Okay. Yes. If you are one of these couples that has disagreements in public,
you don't know that you're that couple.
No, yeah, you don't.
I don't think you do.
Because when you point it out later, they will always go, no, we were just talking.
Yes.
Like, it's their normal.
Come on. No, you do.
Because if you knew you were that couple, you wouldn't do it.
She's right.
Well, no, because maybe some people just don't care. Maybe some people have no problem having it out because maybe that's how
but they don't think. But I'm telling you, they think they're just having a family discussion. Even though they're just MFing each other.
They might think everybody does this.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you're not seeing other people do it, though. Like, you really
but
think,
Kimmy.
But how
often do you recognize that in general with any, like, weird trait you might have? You think everybody, you just think it's the norm.
And if you point it out to them, they'll go, well, we're just passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I really care.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why you were calling her an idiot and a C word. Because she was so passionate.
But just the idea of a guest referee in your marriage argument,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't want a guest referee because, one, no one's going to be honest.
No.
Like, if I were to sit there, listen to both these people and go, she made a good point. Well, you know, she's right. She is working two jobs, and you do have time to do this, so why would you not? Like, that guy's going to turn on
you
me
You sit there like a bobblehead. Just get,
You don't even want my legitimate answer because one of these people is going to be really upset with me.
Yes.
Right? Like, what if you make your pitch to this stranger or your friend, and that friend sides with the other person?
So, I had a buddy. I went over to his house. We had been doing a little day drinking, went to his house, and they get into a fight, his old lady's home. And I'm still there, and they get into a fight, he leaves.
Okay.
I'm still there.
With his wife?
She's screaming and crying. Okay? He's gone. He's my buddy. So-called buddy.
Stranded.
He just goes to some bar and gets drunker. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to leave the house. Like, and she's crying and she's also pissed off. And as I get to get, she goes, where are you going? You're leaving too?
Well,
like,
wait.
I'm not part of your family, honey. I'm not the dog. Like, and I was like stunned. So I sat down.
You stayed.
I stayed like a good dog. I was so frightened. I could feel the shock of my ass going back into the chair going, what are you doing, man? Because now I can't leave. I sat there for 10 more minutes before I slinked out. And I didn't say nothing. Like, her back was turned.
Escaped? It was Shawshank Redemption?
I was so scared. I was shaking. I got in the car. I go, what if she comes out and like she starts screaming at me? And the neighbors are going to think like I did something with him not home. Like I was in there some kind of like... serial sexual guy or something. You know, I just want to get the hell out of the neighborhood.
You're now involved.
It was the worst. I remember getting a hold of him later at the comedy club. What are you doing, man?
Oh, that's awesome.
He goes, well, I had to get out of there. What about thinking about taking a buddy with you?
Well, I wouldn't have expected.
We walked in together.
I wouldn't have expected you to stay, though. Like, I would have thought if I bail, you're bailing too.
Yeah, but like, these things happen so fast.
Yes. My husband is an expert at, being really sneaky about leaving the room when stuff like this
Which
happens.
Which is hard because he's a big dude.
And now, but he does it all the time and sometimes he'll do it and it's like his friends are the people he knows that are in the argument, but now I have to stay because you left and you've stranded me and now it's going to be, you left and nobody noticed, but if I leave, everybody's going to notice. It's going to be super, super awkward.
Yeah, it's the worst, man.
Okay, to all of you couples
haven't mastered the just getting out of it before it gets too bad.
Well, you can just run. I mean, there's nothing wrong with running.
Jump on his back and ride him out like a plow mule.
It's a delicate situation.
Yeah, you crazy bitch.
It's a delicate situation because usually they're your friends. You want to be liked by these people.
This was
There's
my
a
best
reason
buddy.
You're together yeah. with them. So you don't want to, you know, piss anybody off or make things worse. So you can just kind of sit there quietly and nod.
Where are you going?
I got stuck in the middle of a couple's argument of a couple I never met before who at a hockey game while our kids were playing against each other hockey. And it became, he was just insulting his wife. And she snapped after 10 minutes, and they're screaming at each other in the middle of this game. No other parent is acknowledging what's happening. I'm stuck, and they're using me as a referee. And here's something to keep in mind.
What?
Okay. When you get in a couple, when you are witnessing a couple's argument of a couple you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And they start trying to use you as a referee.
Yeah, and they will.
Men don't get in these couples' arguments because you will never get sided with. Because women will always side with the woman if they're going to side.
Yeah.
And as a man, your responsibility... even with your best friend in the world screaming back and forth with his wife, is to always side with the wife.
He goes, come on, Tommy, Pat, you're my boy, back me up here. Once you get that, you're stuck.
I will, if I am forced to give an answer, in public in that moment, I will always side with the wife because I know if I don't, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, but then you left your buddy hanging.
I will. I'll clear it up afterwards. I'll tell him, you know, I had to do that. You know what the deal is. Da 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 da. So there's no benefit for the man, for the husband, for the boyfriend in the public fight because no one will side with you. No one. What, you'll side with a buddy? You'll take the wrath of a woman screaming
at you? Also, it also looks bad, too. It sounds more harsh if it's two dudes yelling at, or, like, taking a side against this woman, right?
I mean, I know I probably, yeah, I usually side with my buddy, you know.
Okay, you got one of my oldest friends. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Comes over, watches football all the time. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I won't fight, but if we're having like a discussion about something, I agree with something, she wants to do something else.
Yeah.
In that room, he will always say, my wife is right.
Oh, something like that, if it's a cutesy little thing, yes. But I mean, when I was a young man, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day,
okay.
different rules. Different
I don't rules. Even want to know.
I told you there was some ugly business sometimes yes. with some yes. friends and wives and stuff. And I just kind of like got the hell out of there. I wasn't calling the cops. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't want to get involved. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And hopefully they worked it out. And usually they did.
222-6000. Folks have been waiting patiently.
Well, what do you do?
I mean, that's a whole other monster of a discussion.
But what do you do? Because there's no playbook for that,
didn't
man.
Didn't really want to go down that road.
No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, I'm not saying. Yeah. But, I mean, they're fighting. And they're screaming at each other. And what do you do? It gets ugly.
If you're talking just an argument, the playbook is side with the wife, clear it up with your buddy later.
I'm not saying there's, like, weapons holding out and stuff. But, I mean, it got ugly. Like, things were being said that you couldn't take back.
Gotcha.
But what do you do?
Okay, but here's the thing. I will have time alone with my buddy later mm-hmm. to clear it up. I'm not going to have time alone with his wife. And even if I did, she's not going to believe me when I go, oh, sweetheart, I was by you, though. You.
So I had one buddy. I'm a kid. They got married young. And she goes, Tommy, I know you know he was with her. And he's like saying the night.
Oh, no.
I goes, I know you guys were all together.
Oh!
See, she goes, she's like telling me you weren't there. You didn't see this. You didn't tell me.
So hey, kind of
bathroom's down the hall and to the left, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's got a loose window. What do you say?
Oh, you lie for your buddy then.
Yes.
But okay,
it's so easy till the bullets start flying, man. Then it gets personal.
With the exception of, I know you were with him mm-hmm. when he was getting a knob.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. now you have no choice but to get involved when they pull you in because you're a part of the story.
That's what happens, man.
Hey. All right, 226,000. Let's talk to Jimmy's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. And yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
You want to know the most awkward situation that you literally can't run, walk, or hide from?
Oh, boy, do I.
If you're a waiter in a nice restaurant and you walk up to a table where they're just going at it, can I get you water? What would you like for dinner? It's just you can't
a new wife.
Pretend that you don't know them because you're supposed to wait on them. And you just have to go, the awkward pause is pretty much indefinite.
But hold on. At least you were a waiter, you're getting a tip. If my buddy said, hey, listen, man, we're about to have this ugly argument, but there's a $45 cash tip if you just sit here and take it. I may have sat around for that.
You've got to understand, I've got to make the guy look good, but at the same time, I've got to make the girl feel good, mm-hmm. and I'm just screwed 16 ways a Sunday.
Yeah. And you don't know when to interject, because if they keep going on, eventually you got to bring that food to their table.
Oh, yeah. No, it happens all the time. I used to be a waiter in this restaurant up in Aspen, Colorado. People pay
That's how I am.
And I mean, what the hell? Sometimes it's the family, and they just, like, the kids don't want to be there with mom and dad. Mom and dad really kind of wish they'd never invited the kids, but they're all there.
And they're all
and
rich.
They're your party to deal with.
Oh, God.
And you can't just, like, I'm going to get you a different waiter, or I'm off tonight. You're right there.
I just quit my job.
You're hovering over the table. Can I get you... You know, an appetizer. You can't run.
Would you like some calamari with this argument?
Exactly. No, exactly. But you get it?
Yeah, no.
That's extremely awkward, and you just can't walk away.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Bye. There goes Jimmy. Mm. Yeah, that sounds
there
pretty
are
rough.
Certain jobs where, yeah, you're stuck.
You're stuck.
Yeah. I bet you it happens all the time when... if you're a salesperson or work at a place where a lot of couples are making purchases,
ooh.
It has to happen all the time because you have to take somebody's side because you're going to sell them on one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like how about just selling or not? Like big ticket yes. items, televisions, appliances, yeah. cars.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
There's a lot of tension. You're scared. So we used to do this thing on the old show called Numerous Nuptials where you marry like 100 couples at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big thing, like we used to use, I think it was the Mapledale Party House over here, no longer around.
Okay.
So we had this thing, and if you get 100 couples together, let's say you're going to have a couple of arguments.
Wait, you're going to tell me that a radio promotion
yes.
where a bunch of people got together to get married at once
you got it.
Had an issue?
And don't forget, the guys are all dressed in whatever they consider a tuxedo, and the women are all dressed in whatever they consider a wedding dress. And this one chick, she had on like legitimate, like you would see a wedding dress, like a normal, nice wedding dress. Okay. And she, and don't forget, we did this in the morning. It was a morning show bit. Okay. We did it on Valentine's Day. Okay. She's drunk, and she's in this outfit, and she just chucked a drink on her. They're not married yet.
Oh my God.
They haven't numerous nuptialed yet. And she is flipping out, man, to the point where a couple of the bouncers had to take her outside.
Did they get married?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
They
got married. Why you lie?
They got married, man. They got married.
What if they're still together?
How? None of those couples could be together.
Not true. I worked with a woman who got married in numerous nuptials when I worked at Wegmans, and they had been married for like 20 years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Because I used to look at it, it all looked like a bad idea.
Well, yeah.
It was like 100 bad ideas got together, and there was cake.
Yes, if your wedding day also has the words WCMF yes. involved, it's a problem.
I mean, our bachelor party was at Louis Cordial. That was fun. And a buffet.
Okay.